This is Meant Every Word, a BBC Merlin fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Gwen/Leon/Arthur Pendragon. Tags: Worried Gwen, Worried Arthur Pendragon, Kisses, Established Relationship, Competent Leon, Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Fluff, and post episode 513, Diamond of the Day. It is part one of the As Should You series. Summary. Leon understood Gwen's nerves. It was the first time he was going on a patrol without Arthur since the three of them made the relationship public. Leon understood Gwen's nerves. It was the first time he was going on patrol without Arthur since the three of them made their relationship public. He was taking some of the youngest knights, men Gwen didn't really know and therefore didn't truly trust, on a routine patrol through an area a more experienced group of knights had patrolled just 3 days before. In truth, the whole thing was more an assessment than true patrol. "I know they wouldn't be knights if they weren't capable," Gwen murmured as she watched Leon prepare his saddlebag in the chambers they now publicly called theirs. "And I know patrols are a standard part of a knight's life. It's just that normally I have the comfort of knowing you two are together, and Merlin is with you, and there's at least one other I trust completely with you." Pausing in his work, Leon took the few steps to her side. Reaching for her hand, he brought it to his lips. He brushed a kiss to her knuckles, then to the top of her hand. It was chaste, more courtly affection than any sort of passion, not like the kisses they usually shared. Still, it had the intended effect. Gwen relaxed, even laughed. "Is this your way of telling me I'm worrying too much?" Gwen asked, amusement creeping into her words. Pressing one last kiss to her hand, Leon looked up at her and smiled. "Call it a night trying to reassure his queen," Leon teased, lowering their hands but not releasing hers. Gwen huffed. "I'd prefer reassurances for my soon-to-be husband." Leon's face softened, and he leaned in to press a gentle kiss to her lips. "Gwen, love, I promise you, it will be fine. Gwen led the patrol that went through this area just a few days ago, and he knew he was serving as an advanced scout for this trip," Leon reassured her. "He was very thorough." Gwen inclined her head. "Especially when it involves you, it seems." Kemlan and everything that happened in the aftermath had shaken Gwen. Leon wasn't usually one to hate the dead, but he'd never forgive Vera for her part in it. Leon doesn't want to think about what might have happened if he hadn't been able to talk Gwen and Percival out of going after Morgana themselves. They'd known about him, Gwen, and Arthur, so he knew it was only his quiet plea for support, first time they'd ever heard him ask for help, that kept them from being consumed by a desire for revenge. He was grateful he'd made himself do it. He didn't know if he'd have been able to keep everything together well enough on his own. Not when Gwen had leaned so heavily on him while they waited to see if Arthur would survive his injuries. The mixed result of it was that now Gwen was more protective of Leon than he'd ever been before. While in cases like this one, it was useful, there were also cases where it really, really wasn't. He was finally relaxing on that a little, and Leon had his suspicions as to why. Now that Morgana was defeated, and Arthur was officially the High King of a United Albion, where magic was legal, Merlin didn't feel like he was bearing the weight of the world on his shoulders. It meant he was finally figuring out what he wanted for life for himself. And that involved Gwen, though Leon hadn't tried to find out the details. They'd share when they were ready. "Indeed," Leon allowed. He squeezed her hand. "I'll be back before you know it." Gwen nodded sharply. "You'd better be. He'll be back on time, or I'll be riding out after him." They looked up to see Arthur closing the door. "Will you two stop worrying?" Leon groused. "I'm a highly trained knight of Camelot. This is far from my first patrol." Arthur nodded. "I know that. I know why you're doing this one the way that you are. I'm just... Leon sighed softly. Regretting agreeing to the roster I suggested? Leon asked. Wincing, Arthur nodded. I should have insisted you take Gwen or Percival with you. Or both of them. Shaking his head, Leon disagreed. The Knights need to see that my relationship with the two of you doesn't impede my ability to do my job as First Knight. If I never patrol without you or another member of your inner circle, we risk it coming across as you questioning my abilities. Arthur scowled. It shouldn't. They should understand it as my desire to protect those I love, Arthur argued. How should you? Softening a little, Leon released Gwen's hand and closed the distance to Arthur. Cupping Arthur's face in his hands, Leon soothed. I know that's what it is, but we both know better than to expect logic from too many others. The problems that have started cropping up in the last few weeks are people testing boundaries. They're trying to work out what this change in our relationship might mean. Others want to know if they can exploit it for their own gain. We just have to stay strong and true to ourselves. They'll get the message. Arthur turned his head and pressed a kiss to Leon's palm. Then he reached up and took Leon's hand in his. If we have to delay the wedding because you get yourself injured, I'm going to be very annoyed with you, Arthur declared as he squeezed Leon's hands tightly. You are not allowed to get hurt or be late. Consider that an order from your king. Leon nodded. Of course, sire, he replied dutifully, using all of his self-control not to grin. Gwen smiled fondly at them both as Leon reluctantly pulled away from Arthur and moved back to his half-packed bag. I tell him I want reassurances as his future wife, not his queen. You go and give him orders as his king, not his future husband, Gwen chided. Arthur shrugged. If it works. Leon turned back to his saddlebag with an amused huff. I don't need orders to return to you two, Leon pointed out. I hope you know that. Arthur's arms slid around him. I know, Arthur murmured into his ear. We know. Gwen placed a hand on his arm. I suppose we're all still adjusting to this being public knowledge. Before, as far as anyone knew, you were Arthur's first knight, nothing more. But now people know, and it could... Grimacing, Leon nodded. It could make me a target. Arthur's arms tightened. Idly, Leon remembered a time when Arthur was resistant to any sort of touch that wasn't just a pat on the back or clasping of forearms. Uther's insistence on proper distance between kings, princes, and their subjects had meant Arthur was so isolated. Merlin was the one to start breaking down that barrier. Arthur had come so far once he truly allowed himself to see just how many people loved him. Leon was so incredibly proud of him. Pressing a trail of kisses down the side of Leon's neck, Arthur murmured, Remember, if you're late, I will hunt you down. Merlin will put a tracking spell on you. Gwen will never let you patrol without him again. He trailed more kisses back up Leon's neck, ending with a kiss behind his ear. So don't be late. Leon smiled. I won't be late, Leon vowed. I have a wedding to look forward to, after all. Arthur laughed and Gwen beamed at him. Leon hoped they were both properly reassured. After all, he meant every word.